Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Estelle v. Smith, a landmark case decided by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1981. The central issue in this case was whether the defendant's Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights were violated when a psychiatric examination was conducted to assess his competency for the death penalty, without his consent and without being informed of his right against self-incrimination. In the facts of the case, Ernest Benjamin Smith was convicted of murdering a store clerk and was sentenced to death. After multiple appeals, he challenged the conviction and sentence in a habeas corpus proceeding regarding the manner in which psychiatric evidence against him was obtained by the state. During the sentencing phase of his trial, the prosecution sought to introduce evidence that Smith was a danger to others, which could justify a death sentence. To address his competence to stand trial, the prosecution arranged for a psychiatric evaluation by Dr. Grigson. However, Smith's attorneys had not raised the issue of competency and did not know the court was ordering an evaluation. Smith was not informed that the results of the psychiatric examination could be used against him in the sentencing phase of the trial. The psychiatrist's testimony was used to argue that Smith was a danger to others. Smith was sentenced to the death penalty. Smith's defense counsel argued that Smith's Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and his Sixth Amendment right to counsel were violated because he was not informed that the psychiatric evaluation for competency would be used against him in the sentencing phase. Holding. The court ruled that the admission of psychiatric testimony against Smith infringed upon his Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights. Specifically, it violated his Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination by introducing the results of a psychiatric interview at the capital sentencing conducted without informing the defendant of his right to remain silent or the potential use of his statements against him in the proceedings. Additionally, the introduction of this evidence breached Smith's Sixth Amendment right to counsel. The majority opinion emphasized that Smith's right against self-incrimination under the Fifth Amendment was violated because he was not informed that the psychiatric examination would be used against him in the trial. The court further noted that while the state could compel a defendant to undergo a psychiatric evaluation for competency to stand trial, the results of that evaluation could not be used against the defendant in the sentencing phase without his informed consent. The court highlighted that Smith's statements to the psychiatrist were involuntary because he had not been informed of his constitutional rights. The majority opinion focused on the importance of the right against self-incrimination and the need for procedural safeguards to ensure that statements made during psychiatric evaluations are voluntary, particularly those statements that can be used to impose the death penalty. Dissenting opinion. The dissent argued that the court's decision overemphasized procedural requirements of the Fifth and Sixth Amendments in this context. Overall, Estelle v. Smith clarified the limits of psychiatric evaluations in the criminal justice system, particularly in relation to the death penalty. The ruling reinforced the principle that defendants cannot be compelled to undergo psychiatric evaluations that could lead to self-incriminating testimony unless they are informed of their rights and give informed consent. The case underscored the importance of protecting Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights in the sentencing phase of a trial, particularly in capital cases. It also set a precedent for how courts should handle psychiatric evaluations that are not solely aimed at determining the defendant's competence to stand trial, but are instead used in the sentencing phase of a trial, especially in death penalty cases.